Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Heidi ho!
Hey there! Hold on, let me look at something real quick.
I didn't just call you a ho, did I?
I feel like you did, but I'm okay.
Heidi ho!
Hey there, hi there, ho there! It's okay, because I am in a great mood. It is the weekend. I am stoked. So much going on.
Yeah.
But, however, Monday morning, 10.7 million people will not be at work Monday morning because of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
10.7 million.
All depressed. Couple of reasons why they're so depressed. First, it's ending. It's the last show,
yeah.
Right?
Lots of big parties.
Second, they're not very happy with the way the writing's gone for this particular season. So they're going to be all bummed out about that, too. Because the finale's going to be a big letdown.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, no finale lives up to its name.
Ever. I've never seen one.
No, it
doesn't matter.
I mean,
matter.
You can do that with sports, too.
I agree
with
you.
The Super Bowl rarely is a great game.
Mm.
Rarely.
Gosh, you have so many thoughts today.
I know.
You're really incredible.
Yeah. I've been eating lemons.
So BJ told us this amazing, fascinating story about how if you eat lemons, that it'll keep you wide awake for like an hour.
It's just perky
super,
juice.
Super perky. Yeah.
Yeah, it's perky juice.
So a lot of people are saying, wow, I'm going to the store right now. Thank you, BJ Harris. I'm going to the store to get lemons because I'm a little sleepy today. Somebody else said, I can't use any kind of caffeine products because of the medication I'm on. So I can't wait to try lemons.
Yeah. Lemons. That's the
Woo!
Secret.
Somebody else said, I'm going to bar bingo for the first time next week. Do we bring our own doppers?
No.
No, we have them.
You can bring it, though,
yeah,
if you've got
you
a
want.
Favorite
a
lucky dopper.
Lucky. Hey, this is pretty cool. I love that the Broncos are doing this. The Broncos are hosting the STEM graduation. Did you see that?
I did.
I love that.
Now, when they say they're hosting it, is that at the stadium or is that at Dove Valley?
I think it's at Dove Valley.
Dove Valley?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It'll totally accommodate everybody.
Very cool.
I love that they did that.
Yeah, me too.
So, and then I heard something that they might try to change the STEM school to Kendrick's name.
Yeah, I've heard that too. That there's a, I guess, a push for that.
I would love
to rename
too.
The school.
Yeah.
STEM, it's kind of a, I don't know, generic name, right?
Well,
so
STEM,
why not put something with some
something.
Meaning to it?
I think he deserves it for sure. By the way, I wanted to mention this too. I forgot to say the Jeeps that lined up. What was it? 221 Jeeps that lined up?
Something like that, yeah.
So amazing. Did you just get goosebumps when you watched that on TV?
Pretty crazy.
It was so great.
Yeah, I thought that was one heck of a shot. I don't know what TV station got it, but it was a heck of a shot of all those Jeeps.
Yeah, and thanks to everybody that took their Jeeps out there and did that. That was just so great and just gave you goosebumps. It was
that
amazing.
Was with the funeral of the kid that was killed, Kendrick. Who was killed, the hero of the STEM school shooting.
Correct.
So, I hope they do name it after him.
I do too. I would like
that.
No
problem with that.
Grumpy Cat has passed away, friends.
This is crazy.
Ugh.
Grumpy Cat. Dwarf Cat, Underbite, became a sensation in 2012, I think it was, on YouTube.
Yeah.
This cat amassed a fortune of $100 million.
Did y'all hear that?
That can't be right.
The stupid cat got $100 million. Because he had an underbite.
Yeah. How's your savings account?
I need a cat. I need to go get a cat.
You had a cat once.
Got eaten by a coyote.
Yep. Some owner you are.
I love you, Clifford. Rest in peace. I did that. Sammy Sosa thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Grumpy Cat, Grumpy the Cat is dead. The world mourns as the internet sensation passes away from a UTI. You'd think that they'd have a little medication for a UTI.
Yeah.
Mm.
My cat's had that.
Yeah.
She didn't die, but I guess it's deadly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
$100 million. $100 million, pretty good. All right, what else do I have for you? The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. They talked about the Big Bang Theory the cast was on. By the way, yesterday it wrapped up, and I did learn they fixed the elevator.
Oh, they did?
I'm so happy about that. I didn't get to see the season finale yesterday because I was at a band concert, but they fixed the elevator, and that's all I cared about.
Oh, cool.
Here is Leonard and, sorry. The cast of The Big Bang Theory was happy with how the show ended. Number 8, sorry.
You like where we left the characters.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
But the writers did an incredible job.
Yeah. That was not an easy feat.
I was worried one of us was going to be killed off in the finale, so... Being the Indian guy, I was really happy I made it.
Hey, Shmadil, did you hear that? The Game of Thrones people should be taking note off that.
Yeah,
you
they
know what?
Were
the Big
fine.
Bang Theory, they're fine with the way the finale went. And you guys, you're a bunch of snowflakes. You're not happy with the Game of Thrones.
I don't like how it's
ending. Ew, I wanted to rewrite it.
It's the Game of Thrones.
It's not good.
What in the hell? What are we doing? It is so Friday.
We're it was
so,
fun, though.
So dumb. Also, the Big Bang Theory, Jim Parsons, says it's hard to please everyone with a season finale number 9.
You can't get it right. It's a series finale. Someone's going to hate it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they're all divisive one way or the other. But I think this one really...
I don't know. Who
I can't
this.
Imagine it being that divisive, actually. What
I agree.
Did. But we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, Shmadil, they're happy with it. They're not like you guys.
I want you to rewrite the show.
It's not good enough.
It was more fun the first time.
He's quit.
He just turned off his mic.
Yeah, he quit.
Is your son?
He won't play. Wow. He won't play along with
wow.
us.
Wow. He's upset.
He sat back down. Well. Got his headphones on.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Yeah.
I'm just sad that even Shmadil got invited to a damn party for Game of Thrones.
But he's having to throw it.
Oh, that's true.
The only way he gets invited is he has to throw the party.
Are you invited to any Game of Thrones party?
I wouldn't go.
I'm just not invited.
You would go?
No.
You wouldn't go.
Okay, why are you yelling
because
at me?
Because you have to dress up as a dragon.
Is it dress up?
I think so. I think you have to do Vikings and dragons, right?
Are you going to win, Sean?
Yeah, you dress in your favorite character.
Are you right.
I am not. I went to one when they started this season, but then I was so out of place. And these people are serious about their shows.
They're very serious.
They don't want me there yucking it up like, hey, look at the dragon. You know, so I'm not going, Vinny.
That's a good call.
Thanks.
Good call on your part. Gene Simmons. I guess this was very emotional. Why was he at the Pentagon?
I have no idea. No idea. I did watch the video of him and this speech, and it was moving.
Yeah, I didn't know that he came to this country with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Anyway, I'll just let him speak for himself. Number 3.
I am a proud son of a concentration camp survivor of Nazi Germany. My mother was 14 when she was in the camps. I'm measuring my words because I'm about to break up again. My mother just passed at 93.
Wow.
But almost there, 10 seconds control.
That's sad.
He was in tears.
He was?
Yeah.
Let's see here. He also got emotional about his love for America. Number 4.
I may have been born in the country people throughout history have referred to as the promised land, but take my word for it. America is the promised land for everybody. And don't be ashamed. Don't hesitate. We need to teach young people to be comfortable with saying, God bless America.
Yeah, God bless America.
You go, Gene.
He said in this speech that he gave, and it's not in here, but he said that his mother, because they did, they were close to death in these concentration camps over in Germany. And he said when they got to America, they were so appreciative of being in this country that every time his mother saw a flag up until she was 93 and died, she cried at the sight of the American flag.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was really emotional about it.
I bet he was.
It was a great speech.
I really had no idea.
Me either.
Went down. That is crazy. All right. Well, that was, sorry. That was like, you know what I mean? Screw him, Dylan. I'm mad too. 3 weeks of binge watching Game of Thrones, and guess what? It does suck right now.
Oh, you little snowflake. Thanks for the text. I feel your pain too. We're crying with you. What? Send the petition over. Jamie and I will sign it.
Will you let them have their thing?
I think it's ridiculous. Whining and crying over a TV show in the finale. Oh, it's going away. The writers suck.
if you vested that much time into it, though, you can see, right?
I think it's hysterical.
Because you do?
We've gone for how long now with Game of Thrones being on top, man? And the Game of Thrones people are elite about it. It's a show, if you're not watching, you're a schmuck.
Yep.
And now they're unhappy. The Game of Thrones writers have let them down.
Somebody said they just checked the petition about rewriting it. Season 8 or whatever it is?
Yeah.
They just checked. It's now over 700,000 people.
I want to sign it. What? I don't even watch the show. I want my name on there. Don't you?
Smadil, have you signed it yet?
Oh, yeah. I signed it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Did you? Yeah. How do I sign it?
I just followed a link on bbc.com.
Why don't you put it on Facebook?
So
let's put it up.
Yeah.
So your snowflake brethren.
So here's where you and I differ, whatever. So you like it because you think it's funny, right?
You think it's funny. Don't you?
Here's what I feel. Right. Here's what I feel. I'm kind of thrilled. I'm kind of thrilled that this show is sucking for all you people because I've been left out for so long. So long I've been left out.
Me too.
And like now, and it's like you said, elitist, it's kind of this thing. I see it on Facebook. My friend Cindy's having a big party.
Yeah. My kids have brought this up over the past couple of years or so. Hey, Dad, you got to start watching Game of Thrones, man. You got to get with it. That's what they kept telling me. You got to get with it. They're 20 years old. And I'm like, no, it's just not my cup of tea. I don't watch Viking porn. Okay? No big deal.
Right.
You guys watch it, enjoy it. But they always are harping on me. And it's like, back off. Don't be a got pusher.
And so, yes, I'm with you, BJ. I'm just kind of...
They're stomping their feet.
I know.
They are so mad now.
I think you love it because it's hysterical to you because they're all acting like babies. I love it because their worlds have fallen apart.
Hey, Schmidel, do you hear us?
Yeah.
You know what? I got an idea for you. Why don't you take some anger out today? Why don't you go out, grab your paintball gun, get you about 50 rounds. Oh, no, make it 500 rounds of paintballs and just unload, man. And yell Game of Thrones slogans as you're shooting. Yeah, unload.
Okay. What are Game of Thrones slogans?
Winter's coming. What is dead may never die. Yeah, I should just yell that. Just shoot a tree.
What is dead may never die.
Shoot a tree. Whatever.
There's trees are important in Game of Thrones too. That's really hard to explain, but
the trees are important.
Trees are important in Game of Thrones.
Go shoot a tree.
I'm done. There you go.
Go, buddy.
Tabloid trash. Ay, ay, ay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.